Two soldiers of the U.S. 101st Airborne Division died today when their convoy came under attack outside the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. The attack comes 2 days after an American soldier was killed in Fallujah, where U.S. troops have adopted a carrot-and-stick approach toward their occupation. As NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Fallujah, Friday's killing prompted the army to reassert control over a key Euphrates River bridge leading into the city.
Since coming to Fallujah in early June, the 3rd Infantry Division's 2nd Brigade has developed a fragile working relationship with local residents through an informal system of reward and punishment. The carrots come in the form of free cooking gas, frozen chickens, medical supplies, and more. The sticks come in the form of heavily armed checkpoints, sweeps, and roadblocks. And when an improvised explosive device went off at the foot of a bridge Friday, killing one U.S. soldier, the Army quickly moved back in.
What you see today is more of the stick. What we're telling them is, hey, yesterday an American soldier died right here at this traffic circle because of an attack on coalition forces, and this will not be tolerated.
Captain Andy Hilmes is commander of Alpha Company 164 Armor. Supported by military police and engineers, Hilmes' armored company set up a checkpoint on Highway 10, slowing traffic to a trickle on this main artery leading from Fallujah to Jordan and Baghdad.
So the idea is today is to come in here heavy-handed. It's a major show of force. We have tanks, Bradleys, military policemen everywhere. And we're showing that we can dominate this piece of terrain. And then as the vehicles pass through, we're going to do random searches. So we're going to establish this checkpoint. It's going to make life a little bit more difficult for them. They're going to have a traffic jam here today. It's going to slow things down. It's an interruption. And it's not necessary if the attacks on the coalition cease.
Giant military earth movers dump mounds of dirt, making the flood of cars, buses, and trucks weave through an S-shaped checkpoint of dirt barricades and armor. The checkpoint is set up right where the U.S. soldier was killed Friday, and at the same spot where two other soldiers were killed 2 months ago, along what's been dubbed RPG Alley for all the rocket-propelled grenades unleashed along the roadway. This day, an Army psychological operations team hands out flyers explaining that the checkpoint is for the safety of all in the area. It notes that a recent attack on U.S. forces in Baghdad killed an Iraqi child and injured other civilians. Sergeant Eric Olson.
We talked to a lot of the Iraqi locals, and initially they were pretty upset because we cut off all the traffic until we got the barricades up. But once we explained to them that not only did an American soldier die, but an 8-year-old child and 7 Iraqis were wounded, that it's not only for our protection, it's for their protection. And that if all the harassment against coalition troops or against U.S. forces stops, then the blockades will decrease. In general, the killing needs to stop, and we're here to secure the area so that nobody else, period, dies at this intersection.
But harassment of U.S. troops has not stopped. And while the checkpoint was meant to burden locals and make them think, most Iraqis seem to take the heavy hand in stride. At times, it seemed more of a burden on U.S. troops, who had to man the checkpoints in brutal 120-degree heat, wearing full-body armor with no shade in sight. In theory, this was a joint operation with the local U.S.-trained Fallujah Police Department. In practice, half a dozen Iraqi police spent half an hour at the checkpoint and then left inexplicably, leaving military police officers from the Rhode Island National Guard to search vehicles and man the busy checkpoint alone. MP Sergeant Glenn Cunningham.
We're working alone, as usual. There's no support from the police. Why aren't they here with us if they cared enough about their country? We're here for them. They didn't feel like being here anymore, they were done. They can't help themselves.
The Fallujah police came back briefly, only to leave again, further frustrating U.S. forces. Overnight, someone fired 2 rocket-propelled grenades at the checkpoint. Both were way off the mark. They're trying to provoke us into overreacting, one commander said, and to shoot up that local village. One soldier did return small arms fire into some bushes, and by daylight it was clear that the already tense relationship with residents in Fallujah was even more tense as soldiers manning the checkpoint readied for another day. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Fallujah.